This is a great SMS that's come in, Loz. Midnight Oil to perform Kosciuszko on race day. Cheers, Grunter. I can't get that song out of my head this morning.
No. As soon as you mentioned that, Jimmy, I thought, yes, that'd be a great opportunity, wouldn't it, to get Midnight Oil down there. Ugh. You talk about having a great Australian band at the Everest. Well, Midnight Oil is not a lot better than Peter Garrett.
The problem is anyone going to the races under the age of 30 probably hasn't listened to their music.
Fair point.
Anyway, but I know Brad Davidson loves his Midnight Oil. G'day, Brad.
G'day, boys. How are we? Yeah, I guess there's a lot of interest, isn't there, in who's going to play at the Everest. Of course, a big one last year, so hopefully they'll be able to back it up.
Who would you have, Brad?
I've got no idea. I heard someone put out last night the Killers. They're around the region at that time, but gee, I think that'd be a big bit of an asking fee there, wouldn't there be?
Yeah. Did they play at the AFL Grand Final last year?
Jack Riewoldt sang with them.
Yes.
After Mr. Brightside.
That's exactly right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, well, we'll see what happens with the after races activity. But all anyone wanted to talk about yesterday afternoon and this morning was the increase in prize money and also the Kosciuszko being announced.
Yeah, it just seems to be that racing in New South Wales continues to go to strength, doesn't it? $24 million. Boost to prize money levels announced yesterday. Obviously, Saturday, City races going to $125,000 minimum each. City midweek meetings now at $50,000 a race each. Public holiday race day, $60,000 per race. Provincial up to $35,000 from $30,000. Country races to $22,000 from $20,000. And Tab Highways, $60,000 it was, and now it's going to be $75,000. So, yeah, big news there, of course. And I suppose, you know, the point to make there is a lot of that prize money being spread across sort of 4th to 10th place in particular.
Yeah.
To really spread those costs. And, you know, we know the owners' costs continue to rise. So that's to try to level that out and give those owners a better return.
With all the good announcements over the last 12 months from Racing New South Wales, do Racing Victoria sit back and think we need to come up with another race?
Good question.
Yeah, look, it's probably that case. I mean, they've had their own prize money increases down there in recent months. So in that regard, I think they're pretty content with where they're at. But probably right. They're probably down there thinking, well, you know, they've had the Everest. Now they've got the Kosciuszko. What can we do? And I know they have mentioned in the past that they, you know, they wouldn't be against looking at an Everest-style race. But we haven't heard much more on that front. So, yeah, I mean, there's always, I guess, this bit of a, you know, New South Wales versus Victoria in some way. But it'd be fascinating to see if they do come up with something in the next 6 months or so. And I guess this competition, although, you know, people say it shouldn't be a competition, in a lot of ways it can only grow the sport because it, you know, it keeps both administrators on their toes. Yeah. And it can only be good for racing.
Competition's great. Ray Thomas reports in the Daily Telegraph today, $260 million Racing New South Wales now distributes in prize money and $228.5 million Victoria. And if I'm an administrator down in Victoria, I'm thinking, right, how do we get past those people in New South Wales? Winks and Chautauqua trialling on Monday. We presume Tommy Berry's on board Chautauqua.
Yeah, you would think so, wouldn't you? I don't think they'll be getting him off again after he was able to get Chautauqua to leave the gates in that jump out. But yeah, it's all about the great mare, of course, as well. Back to the trials on Monday there at Rose Hill. No doubt there'll be a big media contingent out there, not only for Winks, but also for Chautauqua. It'll be pretty crazy out there, I would imagine. But it'd be great to have the champion mare back and see her in action. I'm sure she'll just go around for a little hit out there. Probably won't win that first trial or anything. It's just normal of her to just go around and have a soft hit out. Yeah. But, you know, it'll start to build up towards her return, obviously, in that week's stake.
And Sunlight's about to trial again?
Yeah, Sunlight's going to trial this morning at Morfordville at 9:10 a.m. So looking forward to seeing how this filly comes back. Of course, the Magic Millions winner and, you know, right up third in a Golden Slipper and won the Silver Slipper and Magic Knight in the lead-up as well. So it's won the 5 from 7 races overall. You know, a very promising filly and one that might be able to, you know, really take off and put her name in that light for the Everest. You know, we saw last year, of course, a couple of 2-year-olds / now 3-year-olds compete in the Everest at that time. So we'll see if one of the youngsters is able to put their name up in light and go from the 2-year-old, take that progression and get a slot for the Everest.
Yeah, it's building, isn't it? The expectation, the excitement. Good on you, Brad. Appreciate that. We'll speak tomorrow.
Thanks, guys.
There he is, Brad Davidson, Sky Racing Analyst, does a great job too. By the way, we should have told both Adam and Brad, Adam Pengilly, Island Missile, that they both tipped
yesterday.
Paid $2.60, no problem. Sprinted down the outside, looked a very good thing, didn't it?
It looked a good horse.
Yeah.
It looked a good horse winning. Obviously dropped back in grade, but won like it should have.
Yeah.
Did you get on, Jimmy?
No, I didn't. You did.
I might have had something.
Well, you can't
just
reveal,
a tad. Did you? Spies are listening.
Oh, right. Don't you have the cunning sidekick that no one finds about?
Don't know what you're talking about.
That's a yes. Maybe the VRC could have the Mount Macedon. The Mount Macedon.
Yeah.
The first from the Maitland Panther. I think you're...
oh, they'd be sitting... They'd be filthy. They would be down there going...
Well, of course you would
Victorian
be.
Racing would be sitting there going, they keep announcing these, you know, these races.
Yep.
We need to do something. We need to come up with something pretty special. And they'd be tearing their hair out, trying to work out what type of race they could have and when they'd be able to fit it into their program.
So let's go through it again. The Kosciuszko, $1.3 million in prize money. 1,200 metres is an interesting one. There's a suggestion here. Rod from Voyager Point. I love what Racing New South Wales is doing for the sport. I would have loved to have had seen the Kosciuszko run over a mile. There's just not enough depth in country sprinting. His thoughts on that. We'll ask someone who does know. Probably should have asked Brad. Country stabled horses as of 10 a.m. yesterday. So you can't take a horse out of the city and think, oh, hang on, we'll line him up, put him in a country stable. Set weights and penalties. And $5 will get you a lottery ticket or a raffle ticket. You can start buying them now at Australian Hoteliers Association and TABS. And that'll put you in the draw to become a slot holder. They'll draw 12 of them. Slot holder in middle of September. Nice work, Jono.
I'm going to put it on you straight away, Jimmy.
Yeah.
All right. If you were one of the lucky 12
yeah.
to win a slot,
yeah.
tell me, what horse would you choose? I know which one I'm choosing straight away.
Care to Think is the favourite at
$6. All over. I'm Excellent. All over Care to Think.
Are you?
Yep.
Victorum's won a couple of Tab Highways in the country championship. I think Victorum might have won that one as well. So currently $8 in the market with Eckstein. So there you go. That's some of the horses there. Awesome Pluck. Looking for Roman Typhoon, but
Excuse
I think
me?
Awesome Pluck.
Right.
Roman Typhoon, but maybe the distance. There's Roman Typhoon in the market. $51. Had a good win last week for Jan Bowen. So just wondering about that one. Jono, that's arguably his best ever work.
Ah.
Just having Peter Gabriel. The fact that it's a Sony
Peter Gabriel?
Music, Peter Garrett, I mean. Gabriel. Given the fact that they're a Sony Music artist too, Jono's got an exclusive deal.
He's happy with himself too, Jono.
Look how happy he is.
The dollar sign. Ching, ching.
Happy.